we talked about this idea that your schedule is often a reflection of who you were and not necessarily of who you're becoming or who you currently are. It's the old you, not the new you, or the new you that you're growing into. And part of that is not only having discipline around how you set up and kind of chunk your time and your schedule and staying within it, but also making sure that you're making yourself as important in it. So are you scheduling time for sleep? Are you scheduling time for fun, for brain breaks, for more yin energy? And this is really important because, especially if you have a big inspiring goal or mission and you're driven, odds are you're doing a lot of activities. You're taking tons of actions. Maybe you're being pulled in a million different directions. And what's really important is that you also nurture yourself. You take time for yourself. And that might mean actually allowing yourself to slow down, allowing yourself to have chunks of time where you are just regenerating. Maybe you're doing more yin activities. Maybe you're quieting your mind. Maybe you're going within. Maybe you're being in nature, whatever it might be. But start to take kind of a scan or take track of where are you currently putting a lot of your time and energy. If it's a lot of the doing and the activity, how can you incorporate more yin, more female, more nurturing, more fun even? And likewise, how can you prioritize things that are important to you into your schedule? Whether that's working out, whether that's eating healthy, whether that's sleeping, whatever that might be. And it might seem simple, and odds are you are pretty good at it in some areas, but then you get busy again and you kind of fall off. The key is to do both. So not one, not the other, but actually to allow yourself to do both. And when you do that, you're going to feel more energized. You're going to have more fun. And when you're actually appreciating the life that you have, that you love, you're going to attract more of that. So if you're coming up with some resistance towards this, or if you're feeling like, well, I have to keep pushing and doing and all these things, let me know. You might have some resistance or subconscious stuff going on there. But one of the most loving things you can do is associate how you taking time for yourself is actually going to help you to do those other things. And that could be even just writing a list. How is me sleeping and eating and nurturing myself actually going to give me more energy, more finances, more fun, more lifestyle? So start there. And what I would say is, if this is something that you're interested in learning more, you can go to my previous blog, and I have a ton of other information up there. It's AndreaParkerCoaching.com under the blog section.